It's a News Buzz edition of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. What if I could recommend something you could do right now that would lift your spirits, that would make you feel better? And it was a technique that was backed by scientific research. Well, I think I can. Iowa State University Professor of Psychology Doug Gentile is with us. He's part of a small team that tested the benefits of three different techniques intended to reduce anxiety and increase happiness or well-being, whatever you would like to call it. The results of this study were published in the Journal of Happiness Studies. Yes, there is such a thing. Doug Gentile, welcome to the program.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Ben.
So tell us about this study. You took a look at, what, three techniques. What did you test?
Yeah. Well, there's been a lot of talk about various mindfulness practices over the past 10 years here, and one of them is sometimes called loving kindness, where you wish other people well.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the back story to this study is I was co-chairing a session at the White House on video games and children's wellness with Chaitanya Tan of Google, who is the guy who basically got mindfulness practices into the Fortune 500 companies. And he said to me at that meeting that, the single best thing you can do to improve your mood and your sense of social connection is to, as you're walking around, the people you see, just think to yourself, I wish for that person to be happy. I wish for that person to be happy. And me, the empirical scientist, said, I can test that.
And how did you go about it?
So we had students here at Iowa State come into the lab, fill out a bunch of surveys, and then we randomly assigned them to one of four conditions. And in one condition, that's exactly what we did. We asked them to go out into the halls of the building, walk around for 12 minutes. The people they saw just wished them well. The second was looking at kind of how we're connected, that we often feel separate and apart and alone, when nothing could be further from the truth. We share so much on so many levels, not just biologically, but culturally, motivationally, historically. And so we asked the students in the second condition to go out into the halls and think of how they might be connected to the people they see. Not just that they're both students here at Iowa State, but maybe last week they went to a restaurant and they got their food from the same chef who got it off a truck, who got it from a farmer, whose bales of hay were put on by your other guest there.
Yeah. How many degrees of separation?
Exactly.
Is kind of what you're going to, yeah.
That in fact, we're much more connected than we realize. The third condition is just a straight up social psychology condition, that it is said traditionally that one of the ways we maintain our self-esteem and our happiness is that particularly if we're under some type of threat, that we notice that we're better off than other people. So you might be having a bad day, but then you see a homeless person, mm-hmm. and you say, well, at least, I'm better than that, and you feel better.
Right, and which one of us has not done that at a certain point?
Sure.
We all do that, right?
Yeah, it's a very basic psychological thing called, it's a social comparison process, and we can do it both upward and downward, where we notice we're not as good as that person, or, or that we're better off than that person. And it's just, it's actually a useful learning strategy for children. How do they learn to do things? They watch other people do them. They compare what they do. So it's kind of just built into our brain to do that. I thought, though, that that's kind of a risky strategy because at its core, it's competitive. And so actually going out into the halls and doing that for 12 minutes might, even though theory says it should make you feel better, I wasn't sure it would.
Mm.
And then the fourth condition was just a true control condition because we're measuring things like happiness, anxiety, social connection. Well, walking around might make you happier. Exercise can help people.
Okay.
And looking at people might help them feel better because we are social creatures. So we asked them to walk around, just look at how people are dressed.
Those are your control group. Okay.
Our control group.
And what did you find?
And what we found is that if they walked around and they wished other people well, they were happier, had less anxiety, greater sense of empathy, and a greater sense of social connection than the people who just walked around looking at people's, fashions and colors.
Mm-hmm.
If they did the interconnection one, where they thought about how they might share other connections with the people they saw, that didn't seem to improve their happiness or reduce their anxiety, but it did increase their empathy and their sense of social connection. If, however, they went around thinking about how they might be better off than the people they saw, that had no benefit and was significantly worse than going around wishing people well.
Really?
Hmm. So, in fact, that didn't seem to do what social psych theory often says it should do.
And so this disagrees with some of the research that came before it.
Yeah. Now, that said, usually this is that type of research. The downward social comparison research has been done when you're under a particular threat. And we didn't put anyone under threat in this study. So maybe it would work better if we had told them they were all going to fail. Now go walk around and see people who are failing worse than you. But we didn't do that for probably good ethical reasons.
Doug, did you look at whether one of these techniques or this particular techniques works better, depending on what type of person you are?
Yeah, we did. So some of the surveys they filled out before we went, sent them out into the hallways, were to look at various different things about their personalities. And we thought, well, maybe people who are more just naturally mindful, they'd be better at doing these techniques, right? So maybe they'd actually get more benefit out of it. And that's not what we found. We found that although, yes, the more mindful people, got something out of the kindness, contemplation as they walked around, so did the people who aren't nearly as naturally mindful. We also thought maybe people who are more narcissistic would have a harder time with it because they're so used to kind of thinking mostly about themselves. And so asking them to go wish other people well, that might be difficult for them. And that's, again, not what we found. We found that this simple task of walking around, looking at the people, noticing them, and saying, I wish for that person to be happy, it worked for everyone.
Hmm. Well, then in the remaining minute or so that we have, Doug, it seems to be, and you can tell us how to do this too, is we've got to develop this as this well-wishing as a habit, right?
Well, I think, and how simple and cheap an intervention this is, right?
I'm sure there's an app for it that you can pay for, right?
I'm sure there is, but it is interesting. Everyone is, anxious and stressed, and they're strategizing, trying to find a way out of it. Without realizing that all of your best strategizing is what got you into the mess you're in. And maybe it's time to do something a little different. Here's a simple thing. When you're sitting in your car, notice the people in other cars or people you're driving past. Wish for them to be happy. As you're walking around your office or your day, just do that a couple minutes a day, and that might help to relieve a lot of that stress.
We will go about this. And Doug Gentile, I'm wishing you well.
I am wishing you well, Ben.
I'm wishing you well, Doug Gentile. Iowa State University professor of psychology in our Ames studio, part of a small team that tested the benefits of three different techniques and a control group intended to reduce anxiety and increase happiness or well-being. That study published in the Journal of Happiness Studies. And Doug, there is such a journal.
Yes, there is.
Okay. Doug Gentile of Iowa State University, thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.